Joining us this week to give us his take on that ever-important Alfie Cohn question is president of the Chicago Principals and Administrators Organization, Troy LaRivière. Troy, what are the schools our children deserve?
They deserve schools where policy and practice are based on the best available evidence of what actually works in terms of creating the kind of education that ensures they achieve as much of their potential as possible. And so what does that evidence say? That evidence says that they achieve, or they're far more likely to achieve, if they have a skilled and experienced teacher who has some expertise in curriculum and instruction, who understands the use of, for example, visuals and instruction, who checks for understanding, who can get them engaged, who has strong content knowledge. And so they deserve schools, or better yet, school systems that are far more likely to produce that kind of teacher. And that's not what they're getting right now. You know, they deserve schools where their role as residents and citizens is emphasized, where we think about what kind of adults we want to produce, that we want to develop for this society, in terms of their roles and responsibilities, not just as consumers and workers, but as voting members of the public. What kind of schools produce, what would happen in a school that produces a responsible citizen, someone who understands the issues of the day, someone who understands where candidates stand on those issues and can make a responsible and informed decision? What kind of schools would produce that kind of thing? You know, so right now at my school, for example, we have a program in place where our students are actually researching the history of various sites within the community and writing a history of those sites, right? And so they're learning the tools of historical investigation, right? They're learning the tools of interviewing someone and teasing out fact from fiction. They're learning the tools of finding the best evidence to support a particular perspective that they're going to have to take as they write their piece, right? And the same skills that they use to write that history are the skills they're going to need when they interpret history and when they interpret political events that are going to unfold in their lifetimes, events that they're going to have to make decisions about in terms of how they participate in the political process. So they deserve schools that prepare them for that.